If you are looking to get more exposure for your food product online and you have an e-commerce business, I'm going to show you a couple of my own ads, and I'm going to show you step by step how I was able to generate sales from spending anywhere from about $20 to maybe $35 on a simple Facebook ad. So let me jump right into it. Of course, this is Marketing Food Online, and I am Damian, and I'm here to help you create your food product, get your food business up and running, or start your e-commerce food business. Help you get any type of product into a food retail store and everything in between. And that's what we do here at Marketing Food Online. So double check if you're not subscribed, hit that subscription button. We got over 600 videos now. And thank you everyone for over 14,000 subscribers. And I'm glad we're able to reach out to all of you as well. So let me jump right into it and let me show you exactly how this works. And it is very, very extremely simple. And I'm going to show you step by step. Okay, so number one, you obviously need to have a listing on some type of platform. What I mean by that, you need to have a product on Etsy, have a product on eBay, have a product somewhere online that you can tap into this, okay? You're going to have to use the URL, and you need to also have a page, a Facebook page, specifically dedicated to your business, not a personal page. You need to simply create a basic page for your business. If it's, you know, Suzy'sCookies.com, then you need to have a Facebook page that's for Suzy'sCookies.com. Don't use Suzy's personal page to do this. You want to kind of separate your business from your personal stuff, okay? Very simple to do. So once you have that up and running, what you're going to do is you're actually going to go ahead and you're going to copy and paste the URL. So if you have a listing on Etsy and you want to get more exposure for your Etsy shop, you want to copy that URL and put it onto your page, on your Facebook page. And then it's going to ask you a very simple question is if you want to boost that specific post. Sorry about that. I was looking at something else. All right. So you want to boost that post. Okay. Once you do that, here's what's worked for me. And I'm going to click on this one here. This is our chocolate pretzel rods that we have. Okay. So let me explain to you how this worked. So I have a product, the chocolate pretzel rods that I have, it's, you get 16 rods, it's $24.99, and we have it on one of our e-commerce stores. So what I did was I copied and pasted the URL, put it up there, and was able to go ahead and get it posted. And then I was able to boost the post and then create an ad specifically geared towards a certain segment of people on Facebook. Now, this particular one, and I'm going to show you right here, it reached 5,000 people. We had 138 link clicks where almost all of them placed orders for products. So basically what we did is we spent $35 was the budget. Now, when you do this, you can dedicate a certain dollar amount. And I highly recommend you do this in three stages, okay, three steps. The first and second time you do this, you want to accumulate data. You want to accumulate information. If you really are able to make some sales off the first and second time, great. But look at it as you're trying to do a little research. And here's what I mean. I did this the first and second time, and I reached a lot of people, and I was able to find out what is the age group of people who are actually clicking on it. Is it women or men? And then where specifically is it coming from? So I can target, again, I'll retarget that specific group of people for this particular product, right? So I'm looking to sell chocolate covered pretzel rods. That was the product. And I did a little experiment. Okay. And I was able to go ahead. I spent $35. You don't need to do that. You can actually spend $10, $15, maybe even $20. So after spending $35, I was able to reach 5,000 and I got 138 people to click on it. And that means that they went to the link and they either bought the product or they didn't. Majority of the people purchased this product itself. And it actually ended up creating close to about 2,800 worth of sales. That's $2,800 for $35 in spend money. So I spent at advertising $35 and I made a little bit over $2,800. Now I think that's a pretty decent return on investment for these products, and I was able to also gain a lot of data. Okay, so let me show you what I mean by that. So here is the audience. Now, by the way, here once you complete a campaign, as it's known, you can actually reach more people by adding to it, okay? And it shows you, if you add $35 for one day, you can reach almost another 21,000 people, okay? So if I spend $35 in a day and I reach 21,000, but not every, you gotta understand, not everybody is going to click and buy. That doesn't happen. But if I had 1% of those people, right? And I was able to get 1% of 21,000 people, let me do that math really quick for you. That's 210 people times $24. That would make me $5,000 off of 35 bucks in one single day. 1% of those people, okay? So as you go through here and you go down, you can see like if you spend 1500, et cetera, you can do all that and figure out who you can reach. Now, the most important part of the first and second times you do this, you got to do it a couple times. And I said that because you need to gain some information. Here is what's important, right? The most important thing, 25 to 34 year olds and 35 to 44, that's the biggest age group for this particular campaign of chocolate pretzel rods. It wasn't the 45 to 65 and obviously 13 to 24. Normally they don't have 13 to 17s don't really buy a lot. At least not with credit cards and debit cards because they don't have them. Okay. But what I figured out the first and second time was, you know what? This is the group I need to focus. Now look at this. Out of all of those people, 100% were women and zero of them were men. Now, this, I have to admit, to be honest, this is actually the third campaign. So the first and second, I gained this information. And then the third time around, I went ahead and focused on women specifically. Men were not really clicking on this ad. And that's fine. That's great. It's good to know. This is why you do it one or two times. You spend about $10 or $15 each time. And then that way you can gain a little bit of basic information that you can retarget and be a little more specific. And every time you refine it, every single time you do another campaign to find out who exactly is clicking and buying. Okay. Now, this is also really important. Check this out. Where are they? Audience. So in the United States, California, Florida, and it was actually New Jersey. Had more information here. Let me click this. There it is. So California, Florida, and New Jersey, okay? And that's the people right here that the women, actually specifically women in that age group that actually were the ones clicking on the link. So the third time around, I was even more specific and even more successful with the selling of the product just because of that, basically that just because of the fact that I knew who was clicking on it. And you could do the exact same thing with this particular product, okay? I mean, this particular campaign. You want to find out who it is the first and second time. Then the third and fourth and fifth time, you're going to be even more, you're going to be even better. Okay. So after all of this, I spent a total of $35 on this third time around, specific campaign, and reached these numbers. So what's the full takeaway from this? What's the lesson I'm trying to teach? Number one, you don't need to spend a lot of money to sell a product once it's listed online. You got to have a URL and you've got to post that URL, that link directly on your Facebook page for your business. Okay. Now you can do this with anything. If you're selling hot sauce or salsa, then do that. You need to find people who are interested in salsa and you can do it. So once you do it the first and second times, collect the data. This is the most important part of kind of experimenting right here. Okay. Find out who's clicking it, refine your search, and then run another ad. Like I said, make your budget small. Be about that $10 to $15 range the first couple times. Even maybe if you're still new at it, maybe the third and fourth time, spend only about $15-$20. And then accumulate that information, then narrow it down. Because let me tell you, if I told you, hey, you were selling salsa, and if you gave me the link and I did this for you, I did a campaign and spent $35 and generated nearly $5,000 or so off of all of these orders, that's a huge return on your investment. And it's a very simple process. You don't have to be rocket science to figure this out. And we do this with a lot of different products. So here's another one here. These are Oreo cake balls that we did. Let me show you this. Oreo cake balls. We went ahead and did this. Okay. So we did the same thing, 35 bucks, 5 days. So we reached almost the same amount, 5,000 people. Link clicks, comments, and shares. Now this is beautiful. This is also great. This is free advertising right here, by the way. You get people to begin to share it. That's organic. That's the traffic where you're not paying for it. They click on it, they share it, then it goes to someone else. And that's amazing. That's awesome. Okay. So that actually increases your reach. Now here, also look. So 18 to 24, almost 20% of the people. And this was 100%. Okay. Because this was the third time around for this one. And this was the big age, 35 to 44. Those were the ones really looking. Okay. So take a little bit of data, play with it, and then refine your search and keep at, you don't have to, like I said, don't spend a lot of money. Just a little by little, 20, 30 bucks just to reach a few thousand to get some information to turn around to reach more people, make more money. You don't have to spend $1,000 here or even $100. Start small, gain your information, and then refine your search. That is the super ultra quick how we were able to do this and reach so many people and make thousands of dollars off of one of our food products. So if you've got your own website, same thing goes for that. Go ahead and do that. Go ahead and you can actually reach more people. Take the URL, put it onto your page, and then promote it. And then narrow it down. Find out who it is. Now, what's really great is if you pay attention, if you've got a store online right now and you're selling product, right? But you really want to sell a lot more, but you're getting some information. You're selling some product and you're getting some bites and you're making some revenue. Listen to me about this. Pay attention to what state people are buying from. If you sell salsa, let's just do this as an example. And in Texas, you're selling so much of your salsa, you're shipping it to your customer or whatever the product is, and it's going to Texas and Texas over and over. You know what? Facebook ads can narrow down to the state of Texas. You can literally pick just the state itself and then sell even more salsa because that's predominantly where you're selling from to begin with. If that's the state where your product sells, focus on that state. If California, you're selling chocolate-covered Oreos. In California, you sell so much Oreos to that state. Then run a Facebook ad specifically for California and then sell the living you-know-what out of your product. This is just a goldmine of information. But remember, take your time, analyze the information. This is the most important part. And then as you refine it, you're going to make more money. So if that was helpful, as always, please do give me a big thumbs up. And I appreciate your feedback. Let me know if this helps you out. And if you've got any other questions about your food business or your food product, ask me down in the comments section and I will get to it as soon as possible. So I appreciate you guys' time and I'll see you on my next video.